Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, August 12th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, some new features for the Xbox One and Twitter tests a sponsored video feature. But first, Apple says its U.S. workforce is largely male, white, and Asian, mirroring its Silicon Valley peers. Apple said 30% of its U.S. workforce is female, in line with the gender breakdown at Google and Yahoo. 55% of its U.S. staff is white and 15% is Asian, with Hispanics and blacks accounting for 11 and 7% respectively. Microsoft has announced a handful of new living room hub features for the Xbox One console at the Gamescom conference in Germany. Among them, a media player app that would let you load photos, video, and audio files stored on devices plugged into the One via USB. The company also plans to release the Xbox One Digital TV Tuner, a hardware adapter that will allow the console to get over-the-air digital TV channels. It'll first launch in October in the UK, France, Germany, Italy, and Spain. Twitter has started testing a sponsored video feature that would allow advertisers to post videos on the social network and even measure the reach and effectiveness of that content. Twitter added the promoted video feature is based on a cost-per-view ad-buying model, where advertisers only get charged when a user starts playing the video. The electric car era may hit in 2017 when at least two battery-powered cars that can attain 200 miles of driving range and cost less than $40,000 enter the market. In addition to Tesla's forthcoming Model 3, LG Chem believes it will be able to work with an automaker to produce a battery electric car that costs between $30,000 and $35,000 and can travel 200 miles without recharging.
Not only making a competitor for Tesla, but also making it clear that this threshold is breakable and electric vehicles might be much more within the grasp of a lot of normal people.
That's the Journal's Mike Ramsey. Coming up, we'll take a look at how tech stocks fare today.
As you probably know, there are two barriers that stand in the way of growing your wealth. The first barrier is that it's hard to keep track of your money. Stocks, 401k, bank accounts, all on different sites with different usernames and passwords. Second, you pay someone to manage it all, and you're probably paying too much. Well, now there is a free and secure tool called Personal Capital. Personal Capital brings all your accounts and assets onto one single screen on your computer, phone, or tablet with a real-time and trending look at your wealth. With Personal Capital, you can also see how much you're overpaying in fees and how to reduce those fees. You'll also get tailored advice on optimizing your investments. Signing up takes just a minute, and it'll pay big dividends. Wall Street Journal radio listeners can set up your free account today at personalcapital.com/WSJ. Go to personalcapital.com/WSJ for your free account.
Stocks ended lower. The NASDAQ down 12 at 4389. The Dow down 9 at 16,560. The S&P was down 3. Rackspace Hosting down almost 6%. The company did post per-share earnings that met expectations. Third-quarter revenue, the forecast was in line with estimates. Twitter shares up about 1% today. Facebook down almost 1%. So was Google. Apple pretty much flat, down a couple pennies. Again, the NASDAQ down 12. You can check out the latest news by heading to WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.